Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Now, in the last discussion, we mentioned that apart from the fact that this surah was revealed during that year of grief, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lost Khadija radiallahu anha and Abu Talib, and the incident of Taif took place, it was also revealed because the Sahaba were having a very difficult time with the persecution, and they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell us the stories of the people before us who may have faced similar challenges and difficulties. And in light of that request, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed Surah Yusuf. Then another reason which we mentioned is that the Meccans wanted to embarrass Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They wanted to outwit him. They wanted to ask him a question, the answer of which he would not know. And therefore they asked the Jews of Yathrib, which was the old name of Medina, that tell us what to ask him. And they said, asking about the Prophet Yusuf, Joseph, and his brothers. Now the Meccans did not know about Yusuf Alaihi Wasallam because he did not come from their lineage. They did not know his story. They did not have any link to a scripture. Hence they turned to the Jews of Medina, who gave them this question, and in reply to that question, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the surah. There's something that I want to mention according to a narration of Bayhaqi. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says that a certain Jewish scholar heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting Surah Yusuf. A Jewish scholar at some later stage heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reciting Surah Yusuf. So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Who taught you this?" And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied that Allah taught me this. So this Jewish scholar then left and he went to some other Jews. And he told them that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reciting that which was revealed in the Torah. He then took them all to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they all then recognized him to be the final Nabi, according to what they read in their own scriptures. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited for them Surah Yusuf. They were so taken aback that they accepted Islam. Now Yusuf alayhi salam was the son of Yaqub alayhi salam, who was the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, who was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he was a Nabi, son of a Nabi, grandson of a Nabi, great-grandson of a Nabi. His father Yaqub alayhi salam was also known as Israel. And hence we get the Banu Israel, the children of Israel. The Banu Israel are the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, and the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam via his son Ishaq. So Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, downwards, and the other sons of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that's how the term Banu Israel came into existence. On the other hand, you have the Banu Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salam had another son, Ismail, the brother of Ishaq alayhi salam, and from his progeny came Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. The Banu Israel were waiting for a very long time for Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam to emerge. They even traveled to Medina because they identified Medina as meeting the description in the scriptures. But they did not expect Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam to be from the progeny of their cousins, Banu Ismail. They expected him to be from their own progeny, because the majority of the Anbiya came from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam via Ishaq, Yaqub, the Banu Israel. And that is where the jealousy came. And many of them who were waiting for generations for the final prophet to come, they knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam was the final prophet, yet they did not accept him. Now we commence with the tafsir of Surah Yusuf proper. It's revealed in Makkah, 111 verses, 12 rukus. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the first verse, Alif, Lam, Ra. These are the huruf muqatta'at, the meaning of which is known only to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin. These are the verses of the manifest book, meaning that the message of the Qur'an is clear. It's clear that the Qur'an is from Allah. The rules, regulations, admonitions and advice are very clear and effulgent. When it comes to Tawheed, when it comes to Risalat, when it comes to Qiyamat, when it comes to Jannah, Jahannam. The core messages of the Quran are clear. Tilka ayatul kitab al mubin. These are the verses of the manifest book. We will continue tomorrow, inshallah.